Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear power in the 21st century. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, identifying a Reuters story that needs explanation. And then, U.S. probes uranium imports from China to prevent circumventing Russian ban. Timothy Gardner reporting within these last days. Henry, a very good evening to you. This makes my head spin around, so I want to make sure I understand at least the terms here. The U.S. is looking into something tricky that our adversaries, China and Russia, are up to. Now, the sanctions on Russia are well known. Sanctions on China are not well known if they exist. There's threats of secondary sanctions if China, for example, uses its banks to clear Russian purchases overseas. But right now, the chief conversation between Washington and Beijing have to do with tariffs. This doesn't mention tariffs. This talks about uranium imports. What is China doing that worries us, and how does Russia get involved? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. It's always good to be on your show. Thank you for having me. China is selling enriched uranium to American utilities at discount prices, which are very attractive because the utilities like to make what little money they can in the nuclear realm. It's a tough business. Come to discover, however, the Energy Department is pretty convinced or worried that what the Chinese are selling is Rosatom Russian enriched uranium that they bought from Russia, and they're circumventing the ban that was passed by Congress and signed by the president against any utility buying Russian enriched uranium or ore for that matter. So the question occurs, what should we do? I think there's some discussion of, well, maybe we can put a higher tariff on the importation, but that doesn't make any sense. If you're trying to ban Rosatom from making money, because they're going to take that money and use it to, you know, make more nuclear weapons in Russia because Rosatom makes nuclear weapons for Russia. You really ought to be saying no to the Chinese circumvention of the ban, not just raising the tariff. But it's yet to be seen what we will do. And this is a new Chinese prevarication or transgression that is an irritant in our relations.
This is the nuclear power industry, if I understand it, but that can be coterminous with nuclear weapons. Is that correct, Henry? If you have a nuclear power plant, it's always possible you're also looking at a bomb maker.
Well, I think it would be unfair to describe American reactors and the power industry as being used to make bombs. There is a TVA plant that's used to make tritium. We're pretty open about that, but that's it. No, I think the problem here is that our money is fungible. And if they're sending money to China, China may be sending the money on to Russia, and China may be using the money also to make bombs. I don't know that it's the American civil sector we have to worry about so much.
Now, my understanding up to this point is that Rosatom sells ore or enriched ore and makes $1 billion or more a year. I can't remember the number. Did that stop?
It hasn't stopped entirely. The law says that existing contracts can continue, and there may be waivers, which have already been exercised in the case of one firm. If they can show that they need to get this cheap ore from Rosatom or they'll they'll somehow be jeopardized financially in a big, big way. They can continue to get those waivers through 2028. So it's another 4 years. But the idea is to turn the screws and start saying no and not grant the waivers and to make the ban firmer and firmer.
Onshoring, friendshoring, all of that is very hot talk in manufacturing. One way I can look at this is the supply chain. The supply chain for the nuclear power energy fleet in this country includes Russia and now includes China if we are buying the ore that China is transshipping from Russia. All of that tells me that we can bring all of that home if we have the facilities for it. Can we do everything without using China and Russia as part of the supply chain?
Short answer is yes. We can certainly get all the ore from the United States mines, mines in Canada, and mines in Australia, without even out going any further. And there are many other mines you can go to. The enriched product can be supplied simply by using existing facilities in the United States and Europe, and maybe running them a little less efficiently, and maybe it costs a little bit more. But the cost of fuel is the least of the costs of nuclear power. And if you increase it, you're increasing the least of it only a little bit. I think the busbar, you know, impact on what it costs for nuclear electricity, if you did this, would be measured in figures below the inflation rate. So we could do this. And I think we need to take a look at what we think the firm contracts will be. I think we've been a little unrealistic about that. We keep saying it's going to be enormous. But if you believe that, then, you know, you can prepare for a breakout by building, you know, the sites without the enrichment facilities in them and getting them permitted in advance and cost sharing that for not that much money. Bottom line is, this is not an insurmountable problem.
Does China believe that it is deceiving the U.S. by reselling Russian enriched ore? Is this subterfuge or everybody knows it?
I think they're in denial that they're doing anything wrong, that's for sure. And I think we are fools if we're going to engage in business as usual with regard to nuclear with China and Russia, because the people that we're dealing with in many cases are actually making nuclear weapons for Russia and China. And I think we need to start waking up to this. We have been in denial about this. It's really a mistake.
All right. That introduces more than supply chain. That introduces the idea that the U.S. in some fashion is involved in building nuclear power plants in China. Westinghouse, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. There are four plants the Chinese have just announced they want to build, and there doesn't seem to be any impediment to that happening. The problem some people see, including myself, is how do we know those plants won't be used for military purposes? I kind of doubt they will, but we don't seem to have any means to detect or verify any kind of exploitation like that, even though we know that the Chinese have done this in the past and are using their heavy water reactors, which are Canadian, to make tritium for their nuclear weapons. And we know that they have backed out of understandings to be transparent about their plutonium activities. And we're very worried that they're using their civil plutonium facilities to make more plutonium for their bombs. All of this suggests caution.
This is a recent development, if I understand the timeline. Before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, there would have been nothing illicit about any of this or contradictory. Buying ore, the cheapest enriched ore, the cheapest you can find it, is good business practice. So if I understand correctly, all of this is now a crisis because of the no-limits partnership between Beijing and Moscow being a threat to NATO. That's what made this all controversial.
It certainly made things much worse and more politically visible and weird, I guess.
To your knowledge, is Congress or parts of Congress, aides at the Senate, are they apprised of all these details?
Some are. I don't know that right now they are getting an audience. It's a political season. There's sort of only so many ideas anyone right. can have while they're flinging political arguments at one another. But yeah, I mean, there are several aides that I've talked to that are well aware of all of this. And in fact, have called me, you know, to get more information about it.
One more understanding. Right now, it's under investigation, or are they going to stop buying the ore, the enriched ore?
Under investigation.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of SECURE, of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're going to low Earth orbit.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.